This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest on Bent Notes has had a very busy year this year, performing and recording. A guest on Bent Notes not so long ago as part of Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir. They were performing at Marysville this year. Jen Salisbury is back with us here again in studio to chat about her music, recording and performing, with a particular slant towards something that's coming up in about, in fact, under 2 weeks' time. It's Christmas very, very soon, and she has a very special little EP to launch in the next week. But Jen, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the Bent Notes studio.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you for having me.
Now, Dr. Krask at Marysville in October, Unspoken Rule before that. Now you've got two new albums, Call of the Wild as well as Do You Love Christmas. Do you have a TARDIS that allows you to go backwards and forwards in time and fit all this stuff in?
Well, it has been a very busy year this year, and I must admit I'm looking forward to this year being over, but at the same time I'm very happy with everything that I've created and achieved this year.
And that's good to be happy with what you've done.
That's it, yeah.
So you can sit down and listen to any of the albums and be quite happy.
Yes, very happy.
Excellent. Yeah. You haven't got the fine-tooth comb out to criticise them and do them all over again next year.
Well, I try not to do that, David.
Is it a challenge as a musician when listening back to the recordings not to do that?
It is a challenge because I think as musicians and a lot of people out there, we're naturally very critical of ourselves. So you do have to just say no, let it go and just appreciate it for what it is and be grateful for what you've produced.
The musicians that you hold in awe, whether they be older or younger, are they musicians who you imagine undertake the activity of listening back to the recordings and criticising them and then going back and doing other things? Or are they musicians that you look at and say, well, they'll record something and they'll go on to something, some other project?
Yeah, I think in my mind, the greats that I love, I see them rocking up and doing it and it be surrounded with an aura of greatness. And of course, they wouldn't go back and criticise their work at all.
And who are some of those musicians that inspire you as a vocalist?
I love Julie London, I love Billie Holiday, and obviously Ella Fitzgerald. All of those vocalists, any vocalist that can get an emotional response out of me when I'm listening to their music, I really love that.
So if you're getting an emotional response out of listening to their music, does that mean that they also would have to be getting into the emotions of the song?
Absolutely. I believe that the more into the emotion that you are and the more you're focusing just on the lyric and feeling it, I think it always comes out 1,000 times better than when you're just going through the motions or thinking too much about what you're doing.
Do you find yourself spending lots of time working through new songs and trying to as in other people's songs, and trying to understand where they're coming from?
I listen to a lot of different versions of each song and then I go and do the research on what the song was actually about. But then I go back and I reference what my initial emotional response was to that song. So I take what I thought that song was about, and when I perform it, I sing it in that way. I don't usually go back to what the original meaning of the song was meant to be. I stick with what I thought the song was about before I found out what it was actually about.
Isn't it interesting that you can have something such as a song that actually can be interpreted in different manners?
Yes, yes. It's wonderful. That's the great thing about music. You can connect with it in your own way and it can heal you and it can mean something to you no matter what the original meaning of the writer was.
The song What a Wonderful World, I viewed that in one fashion.
Yeah.
I thought it was a nice song.
Yes.
Until I saw it in the movie Good Morning Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
That has changed my perception of that song.
Yep.
Completely.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I can now no longer hear the song and have the same enjoyment of it because I've now got such a different view of what it is really talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was absolutely thrown when it came on in the movie. I thought, oh no, that's not right. That's not what I imagined in the past.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to today? You've mentioned Julie and Billy and Ella. do you still listen to them, or have you got other interests from a general listening perspective?
I still listen to them because I'm still in love with the classics like Doris Day. I listen to a lot of postmodern jukebox as well because I think they've got that classic vintage sound. But it's new stuff, so it's a blend of the old and the new, and it's really fun. And the vocals are delivered in a way that I really enjoy, in the performance manner that they're delivered. And the killer vocalists that they get on their tracks is unbelievable.
Vocalists with the stylings of the old world but with the feel of the new.
Yes, that's right.
A week or so ago was the Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival here in Melbourne, and that was certainly music of the new people, some with a brand new feel, some with more of an oldie world styling. Where do you see the importance of that type of a festival, a women's festival in Melbourne in particular, supporting the visibility of women in jazz?
Oh, I am so proud and so pleased of the Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival coming out. And I've just got to say, when I saw it getting plastered all over Facebook and the advertising, I was like, yes, this is fantastic. I'm so happy. And I just hope it keeps going up and up and more women get involved and that it gets bigger and bigger every year.
It's interesting to look at the festival and all women headliners, but in many instances the bands, of course, have male members.
Yes.
So it's not a fully women's festival, but I suppose when you're putting together a band, you're putting together a band of either people you know and the people who you think will fit in with what you're doing. So is it an easy task to put a band together, and would it be easy to put an all-female band together in any one city?
I think it would be now, definitely, because there's more and more female musicians coming up and getting out there and getting into jazz. And in every genre of music, there's heaps more female musicians. Well, and I guess the awareness that they're there as well. With the members of the band that I've chosen previously, I've mainly chosen people that I'm familiar with and that I know, that are my friends, or I feel we work together well musically. And yeah, I'm open to working with more and more women. I'd love to work with as many women as possible, and men. I don't really mind. As long as they're nice and that we get along musically.
And I suppose the biggest thing is, will this musician fit in the band and play the repertoire that we're looking at?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, and with the old vintage sound stuff, it is actually quite niche. Like, everyone thinks, oh, that's old jazz, you know, it's easy, anyone can do old jazz, but it's not actually easy because it's a genre within itself, and you have to dedicate yourself to learning how the music works and how to produce that sound.
It's just as challenging as something brand new off the boards today.
I think it is. And I think in some ways it's even more challenging because a lot of what they're teaching the musicians at uni now, it's very, very modern jazz. And they're not focusing as much on the old stuff. So you really have to sit down and figure it out for yourself, I believe.
Spend a lot of time listening.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Now, you also write, and it's become very obvious in Do You Love Christmas, your new EP, that you've written 3 out of the 8 songs. And in Call of the Wild, your name is on a number of those songs as well. And even in Unspoken Rule, your name is on a few there. Now, when you write your own songs, is that part of that learning we've just been talking about the stylings of the days gone by, that you've got to learn what they did then to be able to write the songs today?
Well, I think because I listen to so much of that old vintage big band musical style jazz, I think it's just ingrained in me now. Because once you repeat something over and over in your mind, you know, you lay down those neural pathways and it becomes part of who you are. And I just hear songs like that. I hear melodies in the old style.
When you hear those melodies, they're just in your head, and you then got to transpose them out to paper or computer, I suppose it would be these days. Or do you still use paper?
No, I have a strong emotional feeling in my heart, I guess you would say, or my soul, and then it kind of comes out in a melody, I guess, into my head. So I guess it would start with an emotion for me, and then I would write lyrics according to that emotion, and then it goes into a melody and, you know, lyric definition in my mind.
Well, we've got going to have a listen to one of the pieces off Do You Love Christmas? And this is a piece that I have listened to a number of times over the last week because it's just so beautiful. It's called O Come, O You Faithful. What can you tell me about how you approached arranging this one?
Well, I grew up going to church, so I've got a lot of that like hymn thoughts in my mind, you know, thoughts about God or spirituality. No matter what you connect with, there's that spiritual aspect to those old carols. So I associate with that part of the carol, but I also associate with the new swing and jazz, like Bing Crosby style Christmas carols. So I kind of tried to blend the spiritual vibe at the beginning with the fun jazz at the end of the song.
O come, O ye faithful.
O come, O ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Jen, one album and one EP since the last time we're in studio. The album is called Call of the Wild and the EP is called Do You Love Christmas? Why two in such a short period of time?
Creative,
of course, it will help when Corey presses the button.
That's okay.
So why two in such a short period of time?
I just had lots of songs coming out of my body and they're all coming out in the same year. So I thought, well, let's just get it done. You got to strike while the iron is hot, as they say.
Well, you do indeed. Now, the Christmas EP, well, let's quickly describe Call of the Wild. What is it all about? It's a bit more pop, I think, than straight jazz.
It's all about my frustrations with life and my frustrations with my day job and frustrations with having to do the washing and fold the washing and cook the dinner and clean the dishes and not do anything that I want to do, like creative things and songwriting for hours and hours on end.
Hence the Call of the Wild.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And then you followed up with Do You Love Christmas, an EP. It is a great, fantastic listen, and we just heard one of those songs. We started off the show with the actual title track as well. Now, the songs are new, but they all have that familiar jazz feel. How do you achieve that feel with these songs in a Christmas fair?
I wanted to recreate the feelings that I had as a child when I was just sitting in the beanbag and staring at the Christmas tree, just in a haze, you know, letting the lights go blurry with my eyes spacing out and just, you know, relaxing and putting Bing Crosby on the record player and just going to another dimension of Christmas happiness. So that's one of what I wanted to recreate with this EP.
Have you done it?
I feel like I have. I'm actually very proud of the originals that I wrote. I wanted them to sound like they came off an old Bing Crosby vinyl, and I think they do personally, but you guys can make up your mind about that.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed them, and I've certainly enjoyed them from the perspective of the sound of them. I've listened to the album a couple of times, or the EP a couple of times now, and they really do have a great sound.
Great, fantastic.
And as I said before, that O Come, O Ye Faithful is just a great arrangement of an old song, but with such a change of sense of feel in the middle of it. It's just glorious.
Oh, thanks, David.
Now, you have written three new songs of your own on the album, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes, the first three tunes, they're all originals.
And have they come from particular memories you have or discussions that you might have had with people?
Well, the first two are mainly just me wanting to reflect and recreate on that vintage romantic vibe. But Give In to Christmas Baby was just like a funny poem that I had come to my head one day. Like I literally like rolled over in bed and I remembered having a conversation with someone who said, "Oh, can you believe that they've got Christmas decorations out already? It's only October, you know." And I remember thinking, well, actually this happens every single year and we're all so surprised about it.
We'd be used to it by
that's
now,
right. So that's what Give In to Christmas Baby is all about. It's about accepting Christmas and the fact that it's going to come back next year.
And again, it's a great sound. I think it's that one that features Adam Hall.
Yeah, Adam Hall from Adam Hall and the Velvet Playboys.
Aha. Again, a beautiful sound with Adam in there.
Oh, he's an amazing performer, a great trumpet player and an incredible singer.
Now, all the new albums and EPs need a decent launch, and you've got all this planned for Do You Love Christmas? Tell me about it. Where and when?
So on Saturday the 22nd of December from 6 till 7:40 p.m. at the Paris Cat Jazz Club up in the loft, you can go online and get your tickets and come along and have some festive jazz fun with us.
All that information and tickets are at pariscat.com.au and also at your own website.
Yes, that's right, www.jennifersalisbury.com.
Jennifer, thank you so much for dropping in tonight and visiting Bent Notes yet again this year. My best wishes to you and to your family for Christmas. May it be a very enjoyable time and a very successful new year for you, full of fun and togetherness.
Thank you, David, and thank you for supporting my new music and the new music out there in Victoria, Australia, and thanks to Joy FM as well.
Our pleasure indeed, Jen. I reckon we need to hear another piece. Let's have a listen to a piece called Give In to Christmas, Baby.
It's mid to late October, one morning you roll over and see a Christmas tree. Don't curse in twos and threes, you can navigate with ease. Just give in to Christmas, baby, 'cause it comes round every year. Into months, you feel it's all too much. Don't whinge and moan and sigh. At least you're forced to socialize. Try
to look at the bright side. Just give in to Christmas, baby, 'cause it comes round every year. You gotta give in to Christmas, baby.
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 You gotta give in to Christmas, baby.
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 You gotta give in to Christmas, baby, 'cause it comes round every year. Christmas Day approaches, you gotta play the hostess to a group of 45. Don't prep seafood till you cry. A champagne breakfast will suffice. Just get into Christmas, baby, 'cause it comes round every year. Gotta give in to Christmas, baby.
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 You gotta give in to Christmas, baby.
Give in to Christmas, baby.
You gotta give in to Christmas, baby.
Give in to Christmas, baby.
You gotta give in to Christmas, baby. 'Cause it comes round every year. Listen to this. This is what you gotta do. Head to the reject shop and get a $1 Santa top. Then get some jangle earrings. You can hear the elves are cheering. And get a festive mug. Put spiky coffee in that cup. How about a Santa hat or two? A one for me and one for you. To Christmas, baby. Hey, Adam. Got your Christmas tree up yet? It's almost September. Gotta get some tinsel on that tree.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.